Good afternoon. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The weather is warm across the region this afternoon. Tel Aviv enjoys sunny skies, while Jerusalem experiences a slight breeze. Haifa sees mild conditions, and Eilat remains sunny, perfect for outdoor activities. Here are today's headlines. First, the IDF strikes in the Lebanon Valley. Lebanese President Joseph Aoun comments, saying, "What we are doing is not betrayal," according to a report from Walla just a short time ago. Also, earlier this hour, the Jerusalem Post reports that Hamas is organizing pro-Palestinian protests and raising funds in the Netherlands, with Dutch intelligence noting Iran's involvement in cyber activities. Also this hour, Prime Minister Netanyahu meets Christians serving in the IDF, as reported by JNS, following recent disciplinary actions against soldiers. Separately, Lebanese president condemns Hezbollah's actions, questioning their national consensus. I-24 News reports coming in now. And finally, from Ynet, an internal battle in Lebanon heats up. Hezbollah's leader accuses Lebanese leadership of serving foreign interests. Reaction has been swift on social media. OSINT 613, an open-source intelligence analyst, posted just minutes ago that the IDF has demolished 14 kilometers of Hamas tunnels near Beit Hanun in northern Gaza. The Belaz shared new footage just 19 minutes ago of the IDF dismantling more underground terror tunnel routes in northern Gaza. Jewish Warrior 13 reported 21 minutes ago that a senior Hezbollah military official has threatened to use 1980s tactics and deploy suicide squads in Lebanese villages under IDF control. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the strikes in Lebanon. Walla reports that the IDF's actions have led to a sharp reaction from Lebanese President Joseph Aoun. He addressed Hezbollah's Secretary General's remarks, defending Lebanon's position. This development could escalate tensions in the region. Turning to the Netherlands, the Jerusalem Post highlights concerns from Dutch intelligence about Hamas's activities. The AIVD warns that Iran's cyber operations pose a threat to Europe. This raises alarms about the broader implications of regional conflicts spilling into Europe. Meanwhile, the JNS covers Netanyahu's meeting with Christians in the IDF. This comes after two soldiers faced disciplinary action for damaging religious symbols. The meeting aims to strengthen ties and unity within the diverse Israeli defense forces. In a related development, Lebanese president's condemnation of Hezbollah was reported by I-24 News. His remarks reflect growing domestic pressure on Hezbollah. This internal tension could affect Lebanon's geopolitical positioning. And finally, Ynet reports on the escalating internal battle in Lebanon. Hezbollah's leader accuses the Lebanese leadership of pursuing humiliating negotiations with Israel. This intensifies the political divide within Lebanon. On the economic front, first, Walla Business reports that Israel faces significant economic challenges due to crime in the Arab sector. The chief economist's office estimates a burden of 0.5% of GDP, amounting to 10 billion shekels. Separately, CTEC reports that WorldQuant's billionaire founder launches an Israeli deep tech venture arm. Igor Tulchinsky appoints Sartzur to lead the initiative, focusing on AI, robotics, and biotechnology. And finally, Israel Hayom Business reveals that Ashdod Port plans to invest in a startup to enhance cargo monitoring. This move follows a feasibility study and is part of the port's technology hub efforts. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Monday. Our next update is at 5 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.